Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. A flubble was invented here, created by AJ. It's the combination of a flub and a mumble.
So I stuck on it.
Every week at this time, we hear all of the flubbles from the show.
Right.
This should be like 10 seconds long, right?
Should be.
Because we're professional broadcasters.
Right.
Fish nibbles.
How about, Big Ben, how about the creator of heavy metal, Tony Iommi?
The creator.
He was a creator.
I believe we have our first flubble of the week.
Yes, we do.
Senior Friday, right?
Two egg cheese. Ashley, you're not... She's trying to get into her wedding diet.
Right. Her wedding dress?
Yeah.
God. Wait, hang on. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com.
You're right.
I just play and I look at my numbers and I'm like, if I have a number or two, I go on and see how much I won. We're talking to the person whose album was said, album was called She's So Unusual. Because I just, you know, the waist size, yada, yada. I'm like, I'm going to have them altered. No, we'll find out after the game.
No way.
Right.
No way. No way.
By the way, this just in. Yes, exactly.
Yes. Right. There's no way.
Yeah, this just in. They use your hair and saliva samples. Huge staff keeps an eye on you. They're in Shelton and West Haven and West Hartford. And
no.
Super tacos were awesome, man. They were like, and they were the good tacos, too. It wasn't like the kind, like, you know, that cookie cutter, the tortilla shells that they had in the corn shells. That's why we're still alive today, because our systems have been tempered with this stuff. What's your problems? I'm go around a circle. If you go on a circle around a square table, it's bad luck. We'll first get him across the knuckles with a ruler.
All right, coming up at news in 7 and 6 minutes.
And 1986.
Do the math.
I was told math is not my strong. Well, you know, those seniors are pretty quick and in captivity. Yeah.
That's between exits 24 and 22. You can use. Main Street.
Smart thing to do. The speech therapist. We have a speech language pathologist on the phone right now.
You're a fast talker, so and I can't. I mean, is it because you're just a talk? See, I just did it.
Wait, hang on.
You're gonna make. Yeah. All right, we're out of time.
Okay, top 10 what hit wonders of the 80s. Number 9, 99 Love Balloons. The song. Number 9, Devo, Whip It.
What happened to 10?
That was number 10.
You said 9 twice.
No, I didn't. That was number 10.
No, you said 99.
Yeah, click it.
99 One Killer, 95.9 The Fox. But first, look at this. It's President Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Hold on. Take 2.
Wait, hang on.
Easy now. Miles. I don't know if you know. I don't know if it's one or more multiple working girls.
Hold on a second.
Hey, Kitty.
Hey, Kitty, you're so fine. In a lot of restaurants all the time.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 is on. Hey, Scott.
Here, yeah, that's a good idea.
Like a collaboration.
I was listening to the BJs.
BJs.
Oh, my God. They're right there.
BJs.
Hello.
See it right there.
Usually when the guys, you smell it, I'm like, what?
What?
That wasn't a flubble.
We're going to need toilet paper as a dessert.
Exactly. No, toilet paper steak souffle, souffle there. Okay, that was a flubble. There you go.
All right. When you get that age, though, you're one slip in the shower away from spiral downward.
I'm a slip.
All right. Let's go to Emma. I'm really curious to hear what she's going to pick here. Who do you like?
I'm going to go different. I'm going with Bob Dole.
Bob different.
Dole. It's different. Snickerdoodle. It just sounds stupid to pronounce. We have a snickerdoodle.
It doesn't sound like you pronounce.
That's our state.
Yankee Doodle and the Snicker Doodle.
That's our, it's a doodle thing.
That's our state, motto. It's an embarrassment. See, I was trying to get the goddamn words out.
.99 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. I said the Sox.
He was like, another day's work.
I bet you his selfies are. Never mind. I bet you his selfies are epic, so I was trying to say. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is it over?
Yes.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Even though I can't count.
You guys are gaining speed on me, but I think I won.
You think? Wow.
Just trying to sound humble.
When Phil takes this on, have you ever had a project like you walk into your garage and say, I'm never going to finish this? This is recorded from the back seat of a car. It's the sound of a girl in the front passenger seat communicating to her boyfriend who's driving.
I worked 10 hours! All I want is Wingstop!
That's a little
excessive.
CEO of Pangree.
Starving
to win.
What did you eat today? I ate nothing.
A little hypoglycemic.
See how good you have it, Eric?
A little bit. A little bit there.
That's good. Has he complained recently?
I'd feed her quick. I'd feed her quick before she bites your arm off.
Why haven't we recorded those moments?
Seriously.
So if that's a 10, what's the hottest you've reached?
Oh, nowhere near that. 4.
Really?
No, we're pretty good.
Really?
I don't feel like you're an angry person. You're emotional in the other way.
Well, yes.
She's always driving us. Why?
I'll cry and walk away.
Right.
Okay. I feel like you've reached a 10 on that chart.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Apparently feet are quick.
Wow. How hungry do you have to be to scream like that?
How patient do you have to be as a driver? I would have slammed on the brake as soon as she started slapping the dashboard.
Yeah.
Like, no, okay, your face is going into the dash now.
I would have said, you know, I think we have a flat in the right rear. Go take a look.
Yeah.
Just knock her out.
Exactly.
Shut her up.
That or turn on the radio max volume so you can't even hear her anymore.
Everybody in the car is laughing.
Yeah.
They're like, what is wrong with you?
Yep.
That's egging her on. I hate that.
Well,
scared, don't encourage probably. This behavior.
Because they're scared, probably.
If
we laugh,
you
go away.
Can you that again?
I worked 10 hours! All I want is Wingstop!
Hold on. Wait, did she say she was working for 10 hours?
Mm-hmm.
I've been working for 10 hours.
Oh, okay. You couldn't understand what she was saying.
So these people were like, oh, let's go pick up Sue.
Right.
She's going to be great.
Right.
Yeah.
She doesn't sound like a Sue.
Maybe
I don't know why.
No, she sounds like a Karen.
No, she might Sue. She might Sue.
Karen. Karen's been old.
Right. Let's go pick up meat.
All I want is Wingstop!
It's, oh my God, it's what?
All I want is Wingstop.
What's Wingstop?
Oh, that's a great place.
Mm. What do you think they sell there?
Let me see. Maybe wings?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, stop.
And snickerdoodles.
Oh, stop.
All right, go ahead.
Why?
That's a little excessive. CEO of
Pangree. I'm starving to win. What did you eat today? I ate nothing! Nothing!
What does she do for a living?
Working 10 hours?
You can't bring a granola bar with you?
Yeah.
Something? They don't have a vending machine?
10 hours.
Yeah. I can see being hungry and yelling like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Apparently the car doesn't want to go to Wingstop. They
right.
want to go somewhere else.
Exactly right.
All I
so
want
you know what? Just bring it to Wingstop. Let her get her stuff, then continue on.
Boy, that nothing.
Leave
she
it
says
there.
Nothing. That's like she's just right on the verge of a blood vessel in the brain popping.
I ate nothing! Nothing!
Right.
Or just the vocal cords just going.
Something like that's boss for a raise.
Nothing! I ate nothing! Nothing!
What's AJ getting for his raise?
Nothing!
Thank you.
Nothing!
Wow, I closed my eyes like a mayor.
Boss Keith's voice sounds higher all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well,
what's the temperature outside?
Nothing! Nothing!
All right, here's another story, and then we'll get to Scott Haney. How much snow are we going to get?
Hello?
Does Scott Haney know?
Monday,
hello?
Tuesday.
Hello?
A guy was arrested for pulling a gun over a wrong McDonald's order. See, there's a
justifiable.
Theme. There's a theme here.
Yes.
Guy in New Mexico pulled a gun on a McDonald's employee after he found out his burger didn't have cheese.
So I took the burger from him, and I had the cook fix it. Okay, and he said, you know, every time I come here, he said, you always make sure my order right. He was really nice. So he got out of the car. He had the burger in his hand. I said, is it still wrong? He just came out with a pistol. And y'all gonna get my burger right. The dispatch lady told me to get all of the crew people and go to the back.
Okay.
So that's what we did.
Now, wait, the dispatcher said get all the cool people?
Right.
That's what it sounded like.
All the cool people.
Get all the cool people. Right. Go in the back.
The folks who hate, leave out there.
Them. Right. Let them be the target.
Exactly right.
Don't tell them what's happening.
Right.
Or maybe she was just referring to this. All the cool people go back here. The hot guy, he could stay up there. He could be hot. He could be mad. We're going to go back here.
And it sounds like this guy's making burgers while he's doing the interview.
Yeah.
Like, keep an eye on them.
Actually, that's
the
guy. You're
going to have another situation if you burn them.
That's that guy's forehead still going.
Can you imagine if the first girl ran into this guy with the gun?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Like in line?
Oh, yeah.
I'm betting on the girl.
Yeah, I think so,
You're
too.
You're not even going to want to know where that gun ends up.
Right. Where?
Yeah.
How cold is it going to get? Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Does
hello?
Scott Haney know? Hello?
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 Hello
from the other side.
Hello.
Oh, God. Boy, Ashley, that's tough.
I know. I half-assed that. I'm sorry.
No, you fully assed it.
That is true.
Yes. Now the whole ass.
That was not a half.
But yeah. Ass.
That was just ass central.
Oh, my God. Terrible.
Before we get to the weather and the cold and the potential of snow, you know the pandemic is causing a grape nut shortage?
I did not know that.
So then you're going to love this, Scott. The newest product with a pandemic shortage, grape nuts, Post is having supply chain issues and hopes to have stores fully stocked again by spring. So blah, 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 blah. Listen to this story. This is how it's written.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2013, a weatherman in Hartford, Connecticut named Scott Haney accidentally did one of the grossest things that's ever happened on TV. During a live segment, he saw some grape nuts on the floor and tossed them in his mouth. But it turned out it was completely different.
You leave grape nuts all over here.
What? Oh.
Oh.
Go to the roads,
I
please.
I can't believe you just ate that.
You can't?
I believe it.
They're a little soggy. They taste like shoes.
You just ate that right off the floor.
Oh. This is what's trending now. Ladies and gentlemen, those were not grape nuts that I ate. My cat threw up, and I must have stepped in it, and that's
so
what I
disgusting.
Ate. I thought it was grape nuts. I ate cat vomit. Right here on television. I'm going to throw up. I'm sick.
We're all sick.
I hate cat vomit.
Scott, that was sent to us from a national news service today.
You're
this
kidding.
Is this is the audio they have for grape nuts. They're like, what audio can we send with this story?
Right.
Scott Haney.
How about that guy?
Yeah.
Hartford.
I got to get some residual. I got to get some cash out of this. How do I get cash out of this?
I don't know.
You should.
And now I'm on that show, True TV. What's the name? Something.
What I ate?
No. And the guys from Impractical Jokers are the judges.
Oh, yes. So I've seen commercials for that. What's it called?
Yes. I can't remember.
Impractical Jokers?
No. They're judges now.
There's a couple of shows like this now where they play wacky clips and then they'll talk.
Yeah. Oh,
and then they'll play another wacky clip.
Like a tie show and things like that.
Yeah.
The Misery Index.
Ah.
It's called the Misery Index.
Oh, okay.
And I was on it, and then we interviewed two of the guys from Impractical Jokers on Better the other day, and I was like, guys, I was on your show. They were like, oh, my God, you're the guy who ate the cat vomit.
Did they bow to you?
They ended up interviewing me.
Sensei.
Yeah.
You know how they come up with names for people on the internet? You're cat vomit guy.
Yeah. We'll call you Stevie.
Yeah, I'm cat vomit guy. It'll be on my tombstone.
Right.
Yeah. Realize a man who ate cat puke.
That should
people,
be on, you
some
know.
People can...
I'm sorry.
Some
go ahead.
Some people confuse it with cat. Some people confuse what I ate with cat feces. That
right.
is not true.
No.
I ate cat puke.
Right.
Which
big
is
difference.
A little different.
I don't know.
Vomit is better.
Is it? I don't know what's better.
Yeah, I would take vomit over the poop.
Yes, I'm not eating cat feces. No.
If I had a plate of cat vomit and a plate of cat poo, the cat vomit wins every day.
I'm going to a different restaurant.
Ashley, is there some other scenario where you would eat the cat poo before the cat vomit?
No, I'm just saying they're equally bad.
No, they're not. So the cat vomit is still close to being food. It hasn't been completely digested yet.
Right, a little stomach acid, maybe.
Has some stomach fluid around it.
Right, a little stomach acid. Yeah. Right, a little seasoning.
Right, right. A little seasoning.
Fry that up, probably tastes pretty good.
You don't, look, all the crunching has been done for you.
Exactly, right. Yeah. You just swallow. You're good. Right.
The poop, that's a whole, that's the body saying, yep, this is garbage. We can't use this in any way.
I mean, that was food at one point,
out
too.
Out you go.
That's the worst sausage ever.
That's the garbage bag that leaves the house and goes to the curb.
This is why I can't eat breakfast drinks anymore.
This is why I have, again, it's going to be tattooed on my tombstone. This man ate cat vomit.
Phil's trying to find a clip now. It's not on the internet.
What, of that show?
Yeah, from that show, man.
Oh, it's very hard to find because it's in the current season. I don't know how Jamie did it. A viewer actually sent it to us from their cell phone. She taped it off of herself, off the television.
Gotcha.
So I don't think you're going to find it. But good luck.
Wow.
It'll be out there like next season or something. I don't know when. Who the heck knows?
Right.
But it was pretty fun. I should get money from this. I should get residuals for eating the cat puke.
You know, didn't that guy, what was it, the thing he was to the Fleetwood Mac song, he was drinking the grape juice?
Oh, yeah, the cranberry juice, yeah.
Right. And then you couldn't find it anywhere on the shelf.
Yeah.
No, everybody was mimicking the video.
And then didn't they give him a truck?
Yeah, they gave him something.
Brand new truck.
So he's saying Grape Nuts owes him a truck?
I got a TikTok commercial.
I got a couple of boxes of Grape Nuts from Post. That was it.
Right.
No, you should get more.
Yeah.
It's just ironic. Years and years and years of good weather forecasts, and this is what he's remembered for.
This is what I'm remembered for. You Google me, Google Scott Haney, cat puke comes up.
Does it really?
Unbelievable.
Google
Scott.
Scott Haney.
You should be able to be in a commercial at least for them.
Seriously.
Grape Nuts.
Right, exactly.
Better than cat puke.
Right.
But it's even good after a cat eats it and spits it out.
Yeah, there you go.
It's still good.
Stays crunchy.
Still better than most cereals.
No, stays crunchy even in cat.
Oh, my God. Hysterical.
I'm looking it up now.
You know, I'm never eating Grape Nuts ever again.
I'm trying to think of the worst thing I had, like by accident.
By accident.
Like,
by accident, yes. Yeah. Not a lot of people eat up off the floor. I gave it the 5-second rule. I thought it was Grape Nuts. Yeah. I swear to God.
I've had a sip off of a beer, and I didn't know there was a cigarette butt in it.
Oh, yeah. How about chewing tobacco? If you keep an eye on the end of a bar when you're playing foosball.
Nope.
Yeah. I reached out for it. I thought it was my beer, my mug of beer, and I took a sip. So I'm playing goalie.
You win.
Yeah.
You win. Stop. I'm going to gag. Stop.
I puked so hard I must turn inside out.
I was going to say, a little liquid goes down, a lot came back.
Oh, yeah, no. I was in a parking lot for a good half hour. I think I saw my shoes come out of my mouth. I turned inside out. Every time you think of it,
that's really more than the taste. It's knowing where it was.
And seeing the person who did it, too, can help.
You look up and they're laughing immediately.
This big fat, really tried. He went, no, don't. And what? I was playing him on the other side.
I put fresh chewing tobacco in my mouth just to try it, and that made me heave.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Trust me, it doesn't taste very good either.
Ah.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Ah.
I saw a guy fall asleep
with a packed lip once, and his head was back like this, and he woke up 20 minutes later, and he just went, it would just been slowly dripping down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So gross.
So, the weather.
So cold out there this morning. I'm looking at a wind chill right now in Torrington of 17 degrees below zero.
Now. Tomorrow's going to be worse.
Right now. Tomorrow morning will be equally as cold as this morning. The temperatures will be a little bit colder, but the wind will subside a little bit. So the combination will be pretty much the same. But right now in your neighborhood, it's 5 degrees. It feels like it's 5 degrees below zero down in Milford. You got to bundle up. This is really dangerous weather.
And what's the deal with the snow? We getting snow Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, snow Monday into Tuesday. Though I think the Monday morning's commute is fine. Monday night, it should, like Monday late afternoon, it should start. And then it'll snow through the day on Tuesday. This is one model's estimation. The models are all over the place. They differ in timing and they differ in track. So it all depends on what the models do. But it definitely looks like we're going to get a storm. Just when and how much remains to be seen. But Monday into Tuesday looking kind of messy.
All right, Scott. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Let's talk to Kyle about this crazy swing with GameStop stock.
Right.
Robinhood, the app. And what the hell is going on, Kyle? What is this all about?
Good morning. I hope everybody's doing well out there.
Well, it's weird when, you know, 2020 was over. We're like, oh, it's great.
Yay,
it's over.
Right.
Yay, 2021.
Right.
And then January 6th, we have Capitol riots. We have all this kind of, it hasn't stopped.
No one found the switch to shut it off yet.
Yeah. Right. And then now this week, it's a person named Roaring Kitty.
Right.
Has turned Wall Street upside down.
Like a Japanese pop band.
Give us a kind of a thumbnail sketch of what happened.
So, long story short, hedge funds have the ability to bet on how good things will do or how bad things will do. If you remember when the market crashed in 08, I believe they were betting on how well people can pay back their mortgages, and then people couldn't do that because they didn't put down enough and didn't have enough to pay their mortgages, so that crashed. Fast forward to the other day, they were betting on different companies closing, GameStop, Nokia, American Airlines. There's a bunch of them.
BlackBerry, the AMC internet, theaters.
Right. All that stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the internet got together on Reddit and said, let's make some money. They collectively bought a bunch of different things in those categories, and we're going to bust the hedge funds wide open, bankrupting them, losing a ton of their money, because then they'd have to buy back these enormous stocks that they thought would be bottoming out.
Okay.
Well, Robinhood, the stock buying app, said, oh, our friends are over there. Stop that. So all the normal people trying to make money, it halted them, and thus saving a lot of rear ends on the big hedge fund side, if any of that makes sense.
Isn't it ironic that an app called Robinhood?
Yeah.
We know Robinhood
takes the rich, gives to the poor.
Right.
Yeah.
They were protecting the rich.
Right.
And not the poor with that move. No?
It was classic big money capitalism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If the big guys can't make any and the little guys have to, let's stop and see what we're doing wrong.
What a cold Sheriff Nottingham instead.
Absolutely. Or the worst ever. But I mean, and the worst thing is a lot of people cannot just say, okay, Robinhood, we don't like you. Like, you have to pull out all of your positions. It's painful.
Yeah.
But it didn't take long. It took hours for New York's Southern District to file a grievance against them already. And let's not forget that this is the second time Robinhood's had a no-no in less than a year in March when the economy stopped and the market went down. They paused most of their investors from taking advantage of rock bottom prices and stocks, thus making a gain. But while hedge funds and other proprietors were able to take advantage.
Damn.
Can you believe that? Because that's when you get in.
Yeah.
Yes.
People
yes,
sit the on the sidelines.
Yes,
they're waiting for a market crash.
Yeah. You
and
jump
this
in.
It's like today's the day.
The bus stop, get in.
Put it all in.
Before it goes again. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and it's interesting, you're like, well, how bad is it? Well, everybody knows in major news, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Ted Cruz are like as far left and as far right as you can be. They both agreed that Robinhood did something wrong yesterday.
This would be like Batman and the Joker.
Right.
Saying, yeah.
Pretty much.
This
right.
is,
joining
we're on
forces.
The same page. This is a bad, bad person.
Right. Joining forces.
Absolutely, yeah. So look in the news for the next ever. They're going to court.
It seems like this Roaring Kitty or whatever is has a lot of power for someone just on the internet.
No, I mean, moving forward, there's power on the internet. People, when Facebook and other companies go to court, Senate trials, and, see the House, there's a lot of people asking what the internet is still, or, do you have dial up at your house?
True.
Yeah, yeah.
So remember, there's still a lot of people not embracing the internet and others that have been living there and mastering it for quite some time.
But you don't need a radio station to be a star. You don't need network television to be a star.
No.
Or make a hit show, as proven by Cobra Kai.
Yep.
You don't need
YouTubers, things like that.
Right. And social media can shut you down if you have a different opinion.
Apparently so,
they
yes.
They shut an app down.
Right.
Because everyone was flocking there because they felt like they had no other place to speak.
Right.
Now, an app can stop you from investing when it's time to make money. Like, you can't sell or buy because they decided, I got to protect my rich friends.
Yeah, that sucks.
But Roaring Kitty,
yeah.
Some person got enough power to flip Wall Street upside down.
Roaring Kitty.
Roaring Kitty.
Yes. You need a tougher name.
I don't know. That sounds pretty fierce.
Yeah. It sounds like a Japanese pop band.
Yeah. So GameStop, let's talk about them. In September, they're trading under $5. They're basically dead, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then one of these hedge fund guys or a few of them say, yeah, we're short selling this. They're going to be dead soon. And then this Roaring Kitty and these folks on Reddit in this Wall Street Bettors or whatever this group is say, all right, everybody.
Enough's
enough. We're going to buy this. These people have closed too many businesses and have bankrupt too many people.
Yes.
We're not going to let them do this.
Like mercenaries.
Let's go in.
Right.
There are stories of kids putting second mortgages on their parents' house without the parents knowing.
Whoop. Oh, my God. Oh.
Taking money out of the house.
That's a spanking.
And putting it all on the table.
Oh, that's horrible. Horrendous.
They went to the bank and got a Zoom meeting, didn't put themselves on camera, acted as they were the parent, and put the got a second mortgage on the house.
Wouldn't you notice the voice?
Hey!
You're 47 years old.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
A lot of people,
Kyle just laughs.
Put a lot of money
I'm
in this GameStop stock.
Yeah.
So peaked out. So it went from under $5 in September to like $500 peaked out this week.
We let it ground.
And now it's at like 100 and change. Who takes that loss?
It lost 175 just yesterday. It was very devastating.
So if Robinhood stopped you from selling yesterday, they lost you a tremendous amount of money.
You're
right?
All walking funny today
because you were stuck with it. You knew everyone was going to just
everybody. I mean, I'm not a major player. I will never say I am, but I had heard that American Airlines was going to go for a bump. So I do have Robinhood, and I'm somebody who's looking into seeing what's going on with it. I bought a little bit of American Airlines the other day, and it was going to skyrocket, and I couldn't buy or sell it as of yesterday. And I have a screenshot of it, and it's pretty pathetic.
I went with TD Ameritrade, and they have escaped this one because they did the same thing, but you just hear about Robinhood.
I bought McDonald's.
It's because of the name. The name makes it so poetic in a way that everybody's jumping on them.
Yeah.
Well, and with Robinhood, they can also get you those cryptocurrencies. You know, E-Trade and a lot of others don't dabble in the crypto market. So it's appealing to a lot of people.
So Robinhood lifted the halt today.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, nice of them.
Can we look up what GameStop's trading at right now?
Yeah, so Friday of
130.
Mm-hmm.
130. Okay. So that's what it is right now.
Right. So it's still above where it was a week ago is sort of the point I'm making here. So it was somewhere between 42 and 45 all day last Friday. On Wednesday is where you see the spike. So it goes from 145.
Straight line up.
All the way up to 350.
Damn.
In like a minute, it seems like. It was like you blinked and was like, what just happened?
What the hell?
It got as high.
Everybody pressed the same button.
It got as high as almost 470. It was up around 469 Thursday. And then the tumble. So then it came down and now it's around 193. So
still amazing.
Yeah.
The short with the hedge fund expires at some point, and that's when they're going to have to pay up. So if it's still above where they borrowed from, they're still going to owe a ton of money.
Jesus.
Right, because and that's what these internet geniuses have figured out, is that you can't tell who bought or who's trying to short or do a future, but they know most of them end at the end of the month, and today is the end of January.
Yep.
For the market, anyway. Yeah.
Right.
So,
you know, a lot of 20 and 30 somethings are using the market as their 401k. you know, they're very active in this, looking at their stocks every day. I got young chest texting me all the time. Guess how much I made today? I'm like, you know what? Talk to me in 10 years.
Yeah. I'm using the CT lottery over here.
They definitely play the market, yes. And it's like going to the casino. You're moving your chips around.
Especially if you're making your living on the internet now. Like, if you're one of these people who's a podcaster, like, that is how you're going to get your money in your future. Yeah.
Jesus.
Right. So. Invest in internet radio.
So what do you think now? Do you think that Robinhood is done?
No, not at all.
Wow.
No, just because, all right, look at the history of the United States and banking or stocks. People either jump out the window or they get a slap on the wrist and a small fine. They go to Club Fed and then they're back trading and nobody cares because the little man got hurt and the little man can't fight City Hall.
It's so frustrating.
Hmm. This doesn't seem like something I want to talk about on Friday.
Yeah.
I want to go eat a sandwich.
This is hurting my little man right now.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem. You guys have a great weekend.
Right. Thank you, man.
I think we're going to talk to you Monday about
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. All right. I'm game for it.
Cool.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a great one.
Thank you.
I just want to be one of those guys who, like, yeah, I bought Apple before the iPod. You know, you just want to get that stock and then just sit on it.
Like, what's his name did? Billy Squire. He bought all those computer stocks back in the 80s, and he's rich as F right now.
Eric was going to get,
like, really rich.
Involved in Tesla, and somebody told him, nah, it's unreliable. Don't do it.
Find that person and hit them with a baseball bat.
No kidding.
Yeah. That's the person you find later on. Go, come here.
I know exactly where I was standing when I was talking to a money guy and said, I want to buy Amazon. And he says, I really don't see this going over 700. Jeez. It's like 3,000 now.
Really?
Yeah.
There's two bats in the office.
I
I'll go with you. I'll go with you.
You know, but people, who knows? This is the game. Nobody knows. If anyone knew, they wouldn't even have to give you advice.
Yeah.
They would be on an island somewhere.
They would.
Talking about Tesla, exactly a year ago, January 29th, they were opening at 116, and they are now over 850. They're 864.
And it's only up, right?
It's only been going up.
Yeah.
In the last year, anyway.
And he's our Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amazon. What haven't they done?
Yet.
Right?
Right.
Invincible.
So that's what I think. You buy Apple, you buy Amazon, you buy Tesla. As expensive as it is.
Yeah.
And then you just look the other way for 10, 15 years.
Right.
And then come back and see me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah, 5 years ago, Amazon was 587. Today it is 3,237.
Wow. Remember, I don't want to say the name, but there was a traffic reporter at another radio station here.
Oh, yeah.
Who retired at a pretty young, like just left at a pretty young age. And I said, what's he going to do now? You know, I'm not out of options. And he said, oh, no, he's fine. He bought Apple before the iPod.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
The iPhone, the iPad, the iWatch.
Eyeglasses.
The buds, the earbuds.
That's a joke.
Hang on a second. Let me write this down.
Now that Phil is on camera with Twitch, I don't think we could turn Boss Keith's camera on, right? No?
Well, I could.
How about an artist rendering?
Flip yours around?
We don't need to see me. It's fine. I look the same every week.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox.
Right. Pale and doughy.
I think the Twitchers would want to see your sweater.
Right.
This is a nice sweater.
It's a very nice sweater.
Right. I look like the character Knives Out. These sweaters are in because of Chris Klein wearing them in Knives Out.
And don't forget Bill Cosby wore the sweater. You don't know.
Did you just call him Chris Klein?
Wait, what's his name?
Oh, Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans. Chris Klein's from American Pie.
But no,
I deserve it.
Okay. Try doing that 5 times a day, and you'd be like, "Hey, guys,
500."
Right, right. Yeah. No, it's fair. I'll take it.
All right. So, Boss Keith's top five.
Right, because we don't have a sponsor. Because they clearly heard the segment and said we can never sponsor this ever.
It was your sweater.
Right. Okay. So the other day, I found this is gross. I found little fingernails on my rug. In my family room. And I realized that what my daughter is doing is she's biting her fingernails and flicking them all around my house.
Little boomerangs in the house.
It's not as gross if it's your daughter.
It's gross.
If it's a stranger's.
Right, if it's strangers. Well, why would I have a stranger biting their nails in my living room?
In the studio years ago, there were fingernail clippings in here.
Ugh.
That wasn't me.
I know. No, before you.
The worst is when they tear the nail off. You know?
Yeah. I sat next to somebody at my old job that used to clip his fingernails at the desk behind me. It used to drive me nuts.
Oh, that's gross.
Yes.
You see a little boomerang going, ding, ding.
I heard a story that someone pulled a couch out to vacuum underneath it and found all of these ripped toenails.
Is there some kind of dry back there?
Well, that's where he sat and played video games. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, I was sort of disgusted by this, and we had a long conversation about we cut our nails over the trash can, or we do it in the bathroom, and blah 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 blah. So, with that in mind, the five most disgusting things that people do on a regular basis.
So it took that for you to tell her this. Shouldn't you have had this conversation?
Right.
How long?
Yeah.
Well, he was hoping later on
her
life.
Nails. Where
right.
Do you
so
think
right.
Been going.
Right. So I guess they've been over the rug forever. Right. And we waited until she was like 12, 13 to have the conversation.
You live with Wolverine.
So number five. Can you turn my headphones up? Actually.
Yeah.
So number five, and this is one I definitely do, and I'm sort of looking for thoughts here. Wearing jeans multiple days in a row. So I'll
acceptable.
Wear acceptable.
Yeah. Yes.
How many days?
Three. How many days are unacceptable?
It depends. It depends on how much you sweat.
No. Yeah.
If you work an outdoor job, like a construction, you definitely don't wear.
No,
the
but
second
it's
one.
Based. It's an individual decision.
Exactly.
But here, I just sit around.
Right.
3 days.
Yeah, three.
3 days.
Three.
Okay. So I try to do, so if I wear these jeans today, I won't wear them again till Sunday, but I won't wash them.
That's
so I won't
you let them rest.
Yeah, they
that's
rest.
A Sunday jeans. Yeah.
I say they air out.
Any active bacteria would die by then, so it's almost like they're clean.
Right. So I'll
dry clean.
I'll do 3 days. So I'll go Friday, Sunday, and then you'll see them again Tuesday.
Well,
they take a day off.
The whole point of jeans, jeans were originally made not to be washed.
Right.
That can't be true.
That's the total.
It's a fun fact.
Right.
Yep.
I love that he knows.
You've been fact-checked.
This is the thing AJ knows.
Right. So I guess that's not gross. It shouldn't even be on the list. So we're good.
Yeah, you're good.
So, all right. So that number four, my youngest daughter, my 9-year-old daughter, does this, which I find awful. It's similar fingernails. She picks at scabs piece by piece. And then where do they go? Like, she's not picking them in the bathroom, right. So those are on the rug, I'm guessing. We have to do a lot of vacuum in the Dakin house.
If your socks had lesions on them all of a sudden, found it.
And I say, like, you're going to get scarred. Like, don't pick the scabs. Oh, but it's, like, fun. It's not fun. It's
right.
Gross.
I was obsessed with picking scabs as a kid.
Are you scarred?
That was the most fun.
Do you have scars?
Probably.
Yeah, they're called scar legs.
And where did you put the scab pieces?
In the barbecue potato chips, of course.
No, AJ!
Hey, Ma, have some chips.
I've seen kids in school pick their scabs, then eat it.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's, I've seen that before, too.
But you're eating your own DNA.
Yeah, that's actually better, because it's not getting on my rug.
They call it recycling, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Good, I don't have to clean that up. Good, eat all your scabs. Number three, also looking for a verdict. How many days in a row do you use the same towel? So you shower, you put the towel on, you hang it up.
You wipe clean water off your body, and you hang it up.
Yeah.
How many days?
Two or three.
Oh.
Now, if it were up to me, it would be a lot longer. It would be until it smells.
No.
Until it can hang up by itself.
Jennifer.
Right.
Way too long.
I go Sunday to Sunday.
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
I go 7 days with the same towel.
Until it becomes crunchy, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, when the
it's
towel...
Not. It's not fine.
When the towel dries hard...
Yeah, when
time
it's like a 2x4.
Time to wash it, right. Yeah.
So you do laundry once a week?
I do laundry on Sundays, and that's when I do the towel.
Fine.
All right, fine.
Nope.
Ashley, just how many days, Ashley?
Nope. I would say a good three.
This is the person
used to
that
do...
didn't shower for 2 weeks.
And
you wore your socks 4 days in a row.
So you go,
stop. I used to use one towel once and throw it in the hamper. That was just too much laundry.
Right, that's overkill.
So then I was like, well, I could do one more day. And then I was like, all right, one more day after that.
Your sock was still in the shape of your foot.
But wait, if you're talking about how many times you use it, so 3 times?
Three days.
That's like a month.
Because she doesn't shower.
Right. When I come into the studio, I shower. But when I'm home.
This is why I'm in the cage by myself.
Yeah, number two.
I think I find them.
Deciding expiration dates are fake.
Hold it. Phil has something.
According to a health online journal, Ashley is correct. Three is the correct number.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Washing bath towels after three uses. Maybe not 3 days, but three different showers.
I'm definitely a hard seven.
I have a quick message to Phil. Silence.
All right. Number two is deciding expiration dates are fake. I do this a lot. Like eggs. Do eggs expire? There's a date on there. And I say, nah. We're going to roll this dice. In like ketchup. Ketchup expires.
I mean, ketchup you roll with, yeah.
Yeah, 90% of ketchup is eggs, preservatives.
Eggs you'll find out when you don't leave the house for a day and a half.
You know potato gnocchi? Gnocchi?
You have not an ounce of Italian blood in you.
I'm 27% Italian.
Gnocchi.
Which part?
What are you saying? Gnocchi.
Either way.
What?
It was in my cabinet for 15 months. It had expired, and I ate it because I thought, this is fine. Like, it's one of the ones that
you're
are
still
fine.
Alive.
Yeah, I feel great.
Yeah. Jennifer is a on-the-date person.
Really?
Even for, like...
If it's the 29th and it says the 28th, it's gone.
It depends upon what it is. If it's like a dairy product, it's got to go.
First, you got to read it. Yeah. Sometimes it says Best Buy.
Best Buy all different.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so here's one. Deli turkey. So I buy deli turkey on Sunday. When should I not eat it?
When it's slimy.
When it's oily.
When it's slimy. Yeah. When you can see through it or it's growing feathers again.
Well, join me for lunch today for slimy turkey in my office because that's happening.
Slimy turkey and cheese. We don't need mayonnaise. It's slimy enough.
Let me write this down. Boss will not be in on Monday.
And the number one gross thing that everyone does that I do not do. I do the towel. I do the jeans. I do the slimy turkey. Pee in the shower. I think it's disgusting.
Nope.
There's a bathroom, a toilet right there.
It's convenient.
No. You pee on your feet.
Right. It's gross.
It's fine.
And then you got to clean that shower. Like, it just, lack of time management. The toilet's right there before you get in.
You're getting in the water anyway. It washes down
the drain. Turn the shower on, and as it's warming up, use the toilet.
Right. Actually, the cool thing is try and get into the toilet from the shower.
I can't do that.
It's a fun game.
You just open the door.
9 times out of 10, I make it.
And that's my 5 gross things that everyone does.
Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.